Silicon Valley giant Intel Corporation beat Wall Street's earnings estimates for the second quarter, but the world's biggest chip maker reported sales and profits had plunged. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
For the 3 months ending June 30th, Intel reported earnings of slightly more than $850 million, down from $3.5 billion for the same period last year. Net income, excluding acquisition costs, fell from 50 cents to 12 cents per share, 2 cents better than the Wall Street forecast. Sales also declined by $2 billion, or 24%, from a year ago. According to Rob Enderle, an analyst with Giga Information Group in Silicon Valley, the weak numbers reflect the global slump in personal computer sales.
Intel is really taking this market decline very hard. They were a company that believed they would begin seeing a recovery. Clearly, nothing that anybody else is seeing, including the recent Merrill Lynch report, is identifying much of a recovery. In fact, we don't see a recovery until 2003 at this point. So it's incredibly ugly out there.
But more than slowing PC sales alone, says Enderle, Intel is also grappling with a reversal of fortunes at its rival AMD. Advanced Micro Devices has been grabbing market share from Intel by slashing its prices.
Years ago, Intel was incredibly focused and AMD was stumbling. Over the last couple of years, AMD fixed that, and AMD is now very focused, and Intel is trying to figure out what they want to be.
After the earnings report was released, Intel's share price dropped, wiping out much of the day's earlier gains. Intel's president and CEO, Craig Barrett, said the company was pushing to get its advanced Pentium 4 microprocessor into PCs at all price levels by the end of the year, but Barrett warned he could not predict what short-term demand for the new chip would be like. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.